The Hayes Chamber Health Insurance Questionnaire window opens today. President and CEO Sarah Wassinger talks to us about that, and she's joined by Hayes Commerce Bank Market President Shane Smith talking about Ag Appreciation Week on this episode of the Post Podcast. So Shane, you're with us to talk about Ag Appreciation. Is it week or day? What's going on there?
Yeah, so with the Chamber, it's an opportunity to really show our appreciation to the ag industry and the ag community here in Ellis County. And so with the environment, the operating environment we're in today, the COVID environment, it's an opportunity for us to look at the event and find a way to best deliver that. And so it'll be kind of a week of ag appreciation, September 21st through the 24th.
Okay, so coming up here, in about, 3 weeks?
Yes, so the fun thing about this is instead of it just being a one-and-done kind of event, as Shane said, we will have 5 days worth of people being able to come in. So as a ticket distributor, Commerce Bank will actually be able to give out tickets as well as some of our others, and I might go through those real quickly. So Carrico Implement, Commerce Bank, of course, Equity Bank, Golden Belt Bank, Gutierrez Casino Mexicana, Trio Tap House, High Plains Farm Credit, Insurance Planning, Ag Pro Crop Insurance, ITC, and Nextech. So we were just recording our commercial for this, actually, with you all at the studio yesterday. But, yeah, so you can come see Shane and his team for tickets for that. Doing it just a bit differently this year because each family is only going to get one ticket. They can bring that ticket into our chamber office and enjoy some refreshments with us that will be prepackaged. So, again, less is more with handling of things right now. And then one of the nice things about this is Shane actually had the opportunity to record a video, and we'll be including this video on our Facebook page. So, Shane, maybe you want to give a little bit of a preview for just kind of the message that Commerce Bank would like to share for why this event is important to you.
You bet. Well, the biggest thing is the ag community is often the unsung heroes in our community and is often, unfortunately, forgotten with many things in the metro areas and in the city. Whatever's in front of us, whatever we see with our own eyes is kind of our top of mind. A lot of the ag community, those that support us, those support the food supply, support the Midwest, are just often the unsung heroes, and I don't think they get enough credit. So this is just a simple opportunity to show our appreciation within the bank as well as at the community level, and just not forget about these families and individuals that support our food supply and really take care of us through the thick and thin.
Very cool. Yeah, if it wasn't for them, we'd all be hungry.
Absolutely. And I think we'd be remiss to not go over Commerce Bank has been very instrumental through COVID-19 and just offering a lot of different services. Shane, do you want to touch on that on a high level?
Yeah, so obviously we recognize that the ag industry is very challenged. Persistently low commodity prices grain commodities and cattle prices. That's really created a lot of challenges in the operating environment and profitability. So obviously there's trade issues around that. There's COVID obviously presented some issues in increased demand on the food supply. So really we want to make sure and just be there for our ag community. We want to make sure that we're supporting them in any way we can, being a good strategic partner, and ensuring that they are in the best position they can be in. You know, some of the things that we've done more recently was obviously working with the PPP program and some of the various programs that were out there that were made available to the ag community. You know, we want to make sure that the local ag community is as strong as it possibly can be. And it really requires a hands-on approach amongst all the partners in the community. So not one individual producer or not one individual marketing group, and certainly not one institution can support all of that. It really takes the entire community to come together, which is why the Chamber is a great partner and a great avenue to facilitate that. as well.
Yeah, no, that's something we've talked about before, right, Sarah? The farmers, you don't typically think of them with attachments to the Chamber of Commerce or organizations like that, but they're it is something that they can get attached to, and especially with what we're going to talk about here in just a little bit, this insurance offering that you guys are working on.
Yes, that's a great segue, James. I like the way you think. So today is actually a very big day for the Chamber in regards to the health insurance and wellness plan that we've been putting together over the past year, really. Shane has actually served as our previous Chamber chair, and he was kind of very instrumental in us getting that ball rolling, too. So I want to thank him for all of his time, as well as all of our other board members who have served on our health insurance committee. So for anyone who maybe isn't aware of this, I know we've been talking about this a lot over the past several months. We're putting together a health insurance benefit offering with the hope that we save our member investors money on the benefits that they pay out for their employees. So today is a big day because we actually have our health questionnaire survey that is going out. So the link will be included live in our September newsletter that will get sent out this morning around 10 o'clock. At that point in time, we'll also make that link live on our website and on our Facebook page. So even if you are not a Chamber member, this is a very important point here. You can go click on that link. Anyone who is a full-time employee working 30 hours or more who's eligible for insurance through each company, we would encourage them to take the survey. The point being, if those surveys aren't taken by all the employees who would possibly want to be on that plan, we wouldn't be able to start them out on the plan starting January 1, 2021, when that benefit kicks in. So again, even if you're not a Chamber member, and you want to see what the premiums will look like for that plan, that gives you access to that premium. So we'll go through that health questionnaire process approximately through September 22nd. So you want to make sure that you get those questionnaires filled out by that day. Then we'll go through the underwriting period from 9/23 to about the middle of October. Once we go through that underwriting period, we'll have our initial premiums that will be released to any employer who has their employees fill out that health questionnaire. And then they can decide at that point in time if that premium is attractive enough, if it saves them money, which we do believe it will. The law of averages with health insurance show that the greater pool you have, the likely higher affordability for the health insurance. So once we go through that process, we'll have a final premium that will be released. There may be some people who choose to not take advantage of that benefit at that time. And then we would give final premiums. And then essentially we work with our plan benefit provider through Heartland Benefits Group to prepare the packages and send to our participating members with a start date then of January 1st. So again, today is a very exciting day. It's been a lot of hard work from a lot of people. We want to say thank you to all of our folks who have served on our health insurance committee. And if people have any questions, we can definitely answer them here at the Chamber office. But we also have contact information for Josh Sapp, who will be kind of administering the plans with us.
Very cool. So just wanted to kind of recap on this, or sum it up, I guess you could say. If you have an interest in getting the insurance through the Chamber, which will start in January, do the questionnaire now. Then that doesn't lock you in. You're not at that point. You can still opt out later on if the premium doesn't meet what you were thinking or your requirements or whatever you would say.
Right, and I thank you for bringing that up, James. That's absolutely correct. There's no commitment to follow up with the plan. If you get those premium costs and you say, hey, this is just isn't for me, you are not obligated at any point in time. Really, until we hit that middle of November point is when you make that final decision. So we want to have as many people take that questionnaire as possible. That way we can start everybody together on January 1st. And again, if it's not for you, that's okay. It's a no-pressure thing. We just want to save folks money and provide quality and affordable health insurance to our members and our community. We think that the health of our community now more than ever is very important, and whatever we can do as a Chamber to support that is what we'll continue to do going forward.
Excellent. All right. Well, Sarah, what else we got going on? There's a golf tournament still planned sometime coming up, right?
Well, yes, and a shout out to Eagle Radio for being our title sponsor this year. We are so excited, and 3 short weeks, actually. We had the registration deadline yesterday to have polo shirts. So we currently have 30 teams. We do still have a few spots open. We just wouldn't be able to guarantee a polo shirt. So if there are any stragglers out there who maybe haven't had time to fill out a registration form, please still contact us. I know we've covered this as well. We are going to have a silent auction in conjunction with this, and as many of the greats have been doing, like TMP and FHSU Athletic Department, we're going to be having an online auction, and Marlis and I will be working fast and furious over the next couple of weeks to get those items input into the system. So we will be sharing hopefully some teasers on Facebook along the way as to what items will be available. It'll be very similar. We use ClickBid, and thanks to Next Tech Wireless, who sponsors that software for us, so we can use that for our auction. But more information will be to come. We'll definitely have that on our Facebook page and our website. And then on another note with that, we'll also have a raffle drawing in that. So we have a His and Her beer and wine fridge, and the tickets are very reasonable for what you get. You get both refrigerators if you win, and they are packed full of amazing local wine and beer, and tickets are only $20 each or three for $50. They can contact us here, or if they want to click on the link for the auction, they can also purchase raffle tickets that way too, which makes it very easy. You don't even have to come see us or leave your house. If you want to stay in your PJs at home and you're working from home, you can do that too.
Awesome. Well, I've got my credit card right now. If I could just get a ticket. You ready? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, maybe not over the phone.
Yeah, everybody.
I think the banking official in the room might be cringing.
That's actually kind of what I was shooting for. I was hoping he would like, no, what are you doing? Okay. Well, guys, we've got just another about a minute left.
Events, can I cover those real quickly?
Yes, I was going to say, let's roll into that. And then I think we want to talk about the ticket outlets too, right?
We actually covered those, but we can go over them one more time.
Right.
Thursday, we'll have a ribbon cutting at 10 a.m. with the DHDC for the Pete Felton train sculpture, and that will be at the Downtown Pavilion. Very excited for that new addition downtown. And Thursday as well, we will have a virtual HYP networking and engagement committee meeting, and that will be go from noon to 1. We will have a link on our website for anyone who maybe hasn't attended one of those meetings before and wants to check it out, and that's for all HYP members. And then Friday, we are excited to have our chamber chat at Grow Haze. We will be talking with entrepreneur Tim Spino, as well as executive director Doug Williams, to see what they have going on there. They got some really big news this week. And then those ticket outlets one more time. So you can go see Shane and his team at Commerce Bank, Carico Implement, Equity Bank, Golden Belt Bank, Gutierrez Costina Mexicana, and Trio Tap House, High Plains Farm Credit, Insurance Planning, AgPro Crop Insurance, ITC, and Next Tech. Again, all those folks we just named are our proud sponsors for Ag Appreciation, and we very much look forward to honoring and thanking our farmers and ranchers across the county.